For Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson. He represents the Buckeye State's 6th Congressional District, and he's a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee. On this, the 67th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy that was the beginning of the end of the Western Front in World War II, Congressman Johnson is introducing legislation that would include the text of FDR's prayer at the World War II Memorial here in Washington. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's good to be with you on this historical anniversary today.
Absolutely, it is. And Stephen Ambrose, the great historian, has called it the climactic day of the 20th century, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. What prompted you, sir, to introduce legislation to make sure this prayer is remembered not only in American history, but at the World War II Memorial itself?
Well, first of all, Greg, I'm a nearly 27-year veteran myself, and having grown up understanding that freedom isn't free, I have such tremendous respect for the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform pay to make sure that we have the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy. And I can think of no more fitting tribute to that greatest generation, that generation that stopped the tyranny of Nazi Germany from spreading not only throughout Europe, but preventing it from coming here to the mainland of America on that important day that we landed on Normandy. I think it's important to recognize them. And I think President Roosevelt did it very, very well. I think the American people could use a reminder and would appreciate a reminder of just how much sacrifice was involved and how our faith in God played such a major role in that effort.
And let me have you follow up on that point, because just to clarify, and I think your answer to this question will probably be both, but is it the specific content of the prayer or just the fact that the President of the United States and the nation as a whole at that time were so unabashedly ready and very publicly to ask God's blessing on such a major effort in the war?
First of all, you know, clearly for me, my faith is a big reason behind what I do today, running for Congress and being a member of Congress at this very historical time in our nation. But I can tell you that I believe that President Roosevelt felt that way, and I believe that he indicated that very clearly. So I think it's twofold. One, that we did as a nation express great faith in God and asking and crying out for his help to persevere at a very, very great time of tribulation in the world, in fact. But it's very, very important also to note that prayer came from the President of the United States.
In terms of this legislation, what's the course that it's likely to follow now? What type of support are you already attracting?
Well, we've got a number of co-sponsors already. We've got significant bipartisan support, and it's growing every day. Tim Ryan from the 17th District was one of the original co-sponsors of the bill. He's also one of Ohio's congressional representatives. And we've got a number of other Democrat co-sponsors as well, and it's growing every day. So I think we're going to see a significant amount of support as this bill begins to move forward.
Any word from leadership on when it might hit committee or hit the floor? And do you suspect there's likely to be any resistance on this because of the fact that obviously faith and the freedom of religion are involved here?
I don't believe that we'll see any resistance whatsoever. It's just a matter of getting it worked through the committee process. We just introduced it last week, so I don't anticipate a long delay, but I really don't have a firm time when the bill should come to the floor. As you know, we're focused on the debt limit and the budget, all the appropriations bills. There are a lot of important decisions to be made.
Is there any specific spot at the memorial that you'd like to see this inscribed? I know there's a European theater side and a Pacific theater side. Is there any specific spot you think it would be most appropriate?
No, not really. We're going to leave that up to the Secretary of the Interior. That's what they do. And we're going to let them make that decision. It's up to the Secretary's discretion. And there's a process that they go through to figure out how to add to memorials and how to put up new memorials. So we trust their judgment in doing that.
And, of course, we honor those who served throughout World War II, as well as those who have served at any point in American history, including right now. In terms of D-Day and today being the 67th anniversary, obviously we lost thousands that day on the shores of Normandy, others during the course of the war, and others obviously during the decades since. So even the youngest who participated at that time, perhaps not even of legal age, would be in their early to mid-80s at this point. What is your message for them at this time?
My message to them is thank you, thank you, thank you. America owes you a tremendous debt of gratitude for the sacrifice that you paid, and to the families of those who lost loved ones on that Memorial Day when we landed on Normandy. My heart goes out to you. You've spent your life without the presence of those loved ones, but our nation owes a debt of gratitude, and I'm very pleased to be a part of this effort to express it.
Well, we'll certainly be tracking this legislation from the committee level on forward to the point where it eventually becomes law. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us, especially on this important anniversary.
Hey, thank you very much, Greg, and I appreciate you taking an interest in this effort.
God bless you.
God bless America, my friend.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. Republican Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and is the sponsor of the legislation that would include the prayer from President Roosevelt on June 6, 1944, at the World War II Memorial. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.